Blog Talk Radio.
Napa Know How.
A Napa guy knows more isn't always better, unless we're talking about full-size vans. These beasts do more than get you from A to B. They have so much space a man can live in it. With shag carpeting, waterbed, and a sweet lava lamp, these mobile abodes have all the comforts of home. With quality parts and plenty of Napa know-how, you can keep the original tiny house running longer, stronger. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I'm Minister James Browning. I am so grateful to have you join me today. I am just thankful and grateful that you have taken your time out of your schedule to join in with me today. And I pray that each one of you are doing wonderful. I am feeling wonderful myself, okay? Great. We have a wonderful show today. Boy, I've been getting a lot of feedback from this show, and I was just going to tell people what the show is all about. Why do we procrastinate and how to stop it? Boy, it seems to be a big issue going on with this procrastination thing, because you know what, beloved ones, if there was no procrastination going on in the world, boy, what a different place this would be. It's a major thing that we are affected by this thing called procrastination. So today we're going to get into that and really understand it, and not only understand it, but try to figure out how to change it. Not try, but we're going to come up with a solution of how to change things. Because, you know, I don't take stuff without giving you a solution to the answer to that. So, it's time to give thanks to the God force that allow us to do this show. And I'm full understanding that I have no control on any of the airways, no control over nothing. That's God's work. I am just strictly a vessel. And I'm just giving praise that God would allow me to bring you a message that will inspire and motivate you to take action. Because, you know, knowledge without action is really dead. Okay, so I want to be able to tell you things and have the Spirit of God to flow through me and to be able to inspire you to want to make changes with your life. Okay, that's what we do here at the Holistic Ministry. Help people to make changes. So let's go on with the prayer. Let's get started. Father, Mother, God, we thank you for this day that you have allowed us to be able to share another day of life, that you have made it so us that we were blessed this morning, that you blew breath in our bodies, and we are grateful for that, because we know that without your mighty breath and mighty touch, none of that would have happened this morning, dear beloved Mother, Father, God. So we say thank you, and we are so grateful for all that you have allowed us to have this day. We're thankful that you have brought us from another week. We thank you that you brought us through another day, that you allowed us to have life and have life experiences. Whatever showed up in life was in divine order, and that we will work through it, and some of it may have been challenging, but that's okay, beloved Mother, Father, God. We know that life is what we put into it and what you allow it to be in our lives. So we're grateful for all that you're giving us. Everything that shows up, we're grateful for it, and we embrace it, because it's a lesson, and it's a lesson well learned. So we say thank you for that, beloved Mother, Father, God, for all that you are. And thank you for the vision and the wisdom that you're clearing us and giving us. I thank you, beloved Mother, Father, for allowing me to be used as a vessel to be able to bring this important information and knowledge to the beloved people. I'm saying thank you, beloved Mother, Father, God, for allowing this to happen. I ask you, beloved Mother, Father, God, to now put all these listeners in your white light of protection from the top of their heads to the bottom of their feet. Cover them in a light of divine protection, that they will be able to shield against anything that will come against them in any form, and any negativity, anything, and they will be able to sustain themselves with great vitality and great health and great wisdom and great prosperity will show up in their lives, because they are truly deserving those particular things, beloved Mother, Father, God. So right now, We're also going to call upon all the spiritual helpers that are with us every week here to come and help this show to be what it is. We call upon the Cosmic Christ. Come in, Cosmic Christ. We call upon Mother Divine. Come in, Mother Divine. We call upon all the archangels, Michael, Raphael, all those archangels and ascended masters who are on the other side that work with us every week that come here to make this possible. We call upon all those avatars and higher beings that's part of the work that goes on here. I call upon all my personal helping angels that come. I call upon all the ascendants, all my ascendants who are working with me, all those beings that are here to open to make this message something special, that it can go and permeate in the minds of people and inspire them to move to a higher level, that you will give me the voice and allow me to have the voice, that you will allow your spirit to work through me, flow through me, go through me, and that I can reach out and touch someone to make a change in someone's lives. I know this is not work. It's not about me. It's about you, Spirit, so I'm allowing you to come in to do what you need to do in order to raise us all to a higher vibration in our work that we do here. And I give you thanks and I give praises for all those beings that are there and that we cleanse the path. And then we pray for the technology here that we're using, that it be divine technology that we are now able to reach out into the audience around the world. And we give you thanks, dear God. I thank you for all the people who have come on, dear God. The numbers are growing and I know that you're bringing them, beloved Mother, Father, God. We ask that they continue to come and continue to listen, but I know that it's all done through you. It is not of none of my work, but it's through your divine will that this is being done. So I'm just grateful and thankful for you allowing me to be the vessel in order to bring this to your beloved people. So thank you. Thank you. I am so grateful. I am so grateful. I am so grateful. Beloved ones, I'm telling you, I'm just grateful that God deemed fit to allow me to do these shows for you, because it is my pleasure to be able to come and do it. So I just have said yes, that I make myself available. The Spirit says yes, we're going to use you. And hey, you know, go to the show that Spirit can use anyone regardless of where you've been in life and what you've done in life. God can still use you. He have a plan for you. So none of us are to the point of not being used by Spirit if we accept it inside to open ourselves up and allow this to flow. Okay, so thank you. Hey, last week, beloved ones, I know I post my show in Earl. I actually put 7:30 a.m. when it should have been 7:30 p.m. So a lot of you were not able to get on last week, and I can tell by the numbers. But I just want to reassure each one of you that last week's show, I personally believe, was one of the best shows that I ever done. So I'm asking you to please go back and re-listen to that show if you were not able to do the show. The show was absolutely dynamic. I got good response from the people who were able to listen to it, and they said they were overwhelmed and got a lot out of the shows. Okay? Now, beloved ones, you know that the teacher and me, we're going to talk about things that I want you to be able to take down. So hopefully by now all of you listen know that when you come aboard, you need to have a pencil and you need to have some paper. You need to have something, a tape recorder, where you can dot down some of these things. So I'm going to give you a few seconds that you go and get those things. If you don't have them already, grab by you. Go right now and get something that you can really use to write down some information, because we're going to provide you with some knowledge today that's going to help change your lives. Okay? So take your time. Go do that. Not take your time. Hurry up and go do it. Okay? So we can get back to the show. All right? And because last week's show actually is going to be a tie-in to this week's show, so that's why it's so important also that you guys keep up. And you know, I do all my shows in continuation from one show leads into the next show, because this is a lesson. It's a lesson in the process that I'm using to make sure that everything is done in the manner that you get the maximum out of it, okay? So, like I said, if you didn't get a chance to listen last week, go back, okay? Okay, now it's time to do a little overview of the last week's show, and I especially want to do it now because since many of you didn't have an opportunity to do it to you. Okay, last week I explained to you that each one of you were born with the rights of God, opulence. Each one of you were born with birthrights, and part of those birthrights is that you have the right to inherit the opulence of God. Now, many of you who have been listening to me well know what that word is. If you have not been listening to me, then opulence means riches, wealth, and lavish. Okay, so you are entitled to all the riches and all the things that God has. You came in here with those divine rights, just like the people in America who have lived under the Constitution to have constitutional rights. But your divine rights are even more important and more real. Sometimes the Constitution don't allow the rights to go to the people who should get the rights. Okay, so but that's okay. That's man stuff. I'm talking about God stuff now, and that's a whole different dimension, a whole different deal. Your birthrights are much stronger than the constitutional rights, beloved ones. Last week we also discussed about the fact that 73% of the population of the United States are now living below the poverty level. Wow, isn't that something else? And a new statistic that came out this week, 1 in 5 people are not able to properly feed themselves 7 days a week. How sad this is, beloved ones. We live in the richest country in the world, and this is happening. But you know what? This is why I do these shows, because I want to help get you realigned back into your opulence, because this doesn't have to happen to you, beloved ones. If you listen to the show and you take in and do what it is that that Spirit is allowing you to do, then you will be okay. All right? So there's a way. It's very simple. If you have a prosperity consciousness, you will attract more prosperity into your life, beloved ones. If you have a consciousness of lack, you will attract more poverty in your life. It's the law of attraction. Ain't got nothing to do with what I'm saying. I'm telling you, that's a law. Universal laws. They are real as anything. They are more real than man laws. This is the law of the universe. However you're feeling in your state of consciousness, you're going to attract more of it to you. Okay? So, also, I told you last week about all the scripture. Bible scriptures that show toward the law of prosperity. I'm not going to go into each one of them, but you can take your time and go back and listen, or either do some research when we get off the phone. I tell you about Deuteronomy 8:18. I tell you about Philippians 4:19. I tell you about Malachi 3:10. We spoke about Ecclesiastes 7:14. We talked about Matthew 6:33. We talked about the 2 Corinthians 9:6. Okay, so all of these verses in the Christian Bible will give you information about the law of the prosperity. See, God can't want you to be prosperous, beloved one. That's why these information were there. It's there to help you to become higher and move into your state of being. Now, let me just clarify some things with you, with beloved ones. Now, a lot of times that, you know, you hear me talk about different entities. At this ministry, the holistic ministry, we are open to the teachings and the philosophies of the ascended masters, to all the avatars, all the teachers who came on the planet Earth. We are not in a box. You may hear me talk sometime about Buddha. You may hear me talk about Krishna. You may hear me talking about any of the highly elevated beings that came here. We incorporate all the teachings of the learnings of this university. This is an interdenominational spiritual religion ministry, the holistic ministry, incorporate all those teaching that has come here on the planet, okay? So I just want you to know that we are not operating in a box. So if you get to the point where you're feeling that something is not quite a way that you've been used to hearing it, it's okay. We're just doing it a little bit different. It's all good. There's many paths back to the Creator. Now, and I talked to you a lot. I just want to go a little bit in what Buddha believed. See, Buddha believed in ownership. Ownership is making, when people are, Buddha believed that you should make money, you should have success, but he believed that you should have it in a very special way. He believed that you should not make any money by selling weapons, dealing in poisoning, sale of any kind of flesh, prostitution, slavery, any of those kind of things were totally out of perspective, okay? Buddha believe that you should have prosperity, but you should not have it in a way that caused anyone else any harm, okay? We also tapped into the psychology feeling that you had around money and how you developed that feeling. We spoke of how it takes a mental change in order for this process to change, that you have to be willing to change your consciousness in order to become anything else to become well. You have to be able to mentally change. Going out getting 3 or 4 jobs is not going to change your prosperity state not for the long run, because you're going to do self-destruct and do something to get yourself right back in the dilemma you find yourself in before if you do not change your mental and spiritual thoughts and feelings about the money. And unfortunately, beloved one, a lot of us were taught some negative things about finances when we were growing up. Not that our parents meant it. They had no idea what they were saying to us, you know. They would say things to you like, hey, money don't grow on trees. And we know it do. Dollars come off trees. But they would say things, you know, we can't afford it. We can't do this. We can't do that. And they really, a lot of that stuff was developed into your self-conscious mind, and it really caused you to effects down the road. And you're still holding on to some of those things. And some of us in our 60s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and still holding some of the things that happened to us in our childhood. Okay? I also told you that you have to learn to associate with people who are positive, who are upbeat, who are moving forward, and who are thinking prosperity. You do not want to be hanging out with people who are always complaining about having lack, and always complaining about not having enough, and always complaining about things being so bad and the world is falling, the sky is falling. You do not want to socialize with those kind of people. Okay, I also explained to you, you should eliminate bad news as much as you possible. I said that it was okay to be aware, and you should be aware of what's going on around you. But when you're living your life, to wake up first thing in the morning to turn on the news, and the last thing at night to turn on the news, so you can hear some more bad stuff that's going on in the world, beloved ones, that's not doing you no good, especially at nighttime. Do not go to sleep with anything negative in your brain. If you're going to sleep with TV on, stop it. Today, immediately, stop that, okay? That is not good, because you don't know what's coming on, and you don't want that stuff going into your subconscious mind. You need to stop it, okay? I told you about removing all the toxics and chemicals outside of your brain and that can destroy your brain cells. And probably next week's show, we're going to talk more about how to eliminate those and some of those things that can cause problems to you. Because, see, your brain, beloved one, is like a radio signal. And the radio, when you tune your radio signal in, and when you get it on the right station, it sounds better, it sounds good because you're in tune. Your brain works the same way. You send signals and you receive signals. If you want to be more powerful, then you have to use your brain to send signals. Beloved ones, you have the ability to send thoughts around the world. I know many of you have picked up the phone and knew who was calling you, and you have tuned into someone and send a thought to someone, and they end up calling you, or something happened in relation to that. You are sending and receiving thoughts. You are a receiver, beloved one, and you're powerful with it. And the more that you're able to allow your mind to be powerful in that matter, the more you would be more productive in your life. Okay, so that's great. You need to do that. That you also you need to ask a lot of you last week to go and begin to experience the things that you want to show up in your life. Now, I want to see you show of hands. How many of you did it? How many of you did anything about I told you to go experience something that's good in you, that you wanted in your life? Hey, beloved ones, if you want it, you got to go experience it. You got to feel it, okay? So that's why we're talking about today about procrastination. Don't put it off. Go experience it, feel it, get it inside of you. It's about the feelings. It's about you feeling those things that you want. It's about the feeling of the desire you want to do. I didn't tell you to go to try to do those things just to look good. I wanted you to develop the feeling of how it feels to have the things that you want. And that on built on that, built on your feelings of what it is to take. It works, beloved one. It really, really do work, okay? So the most powerful things are the things that you have to do on that on a mental level. So we're closing that from last week's show. So if you didn't get a chance to listen, go listen to last week's show, beloved one. Okay? So let's move on to today's hot topic. This is a hot one too. On prosperity. There are many ways to avoid success in your life, beloved one. But the most surefire one is to be a procrastinator. Boy, oh boy. And we all have been guilty. I know I have been guilty, and probably most of you have been guilty as well too of procrastinating in your life. Okay, and one of the most dynamic things that you can do is to turn that situation around. So procrastinators sabotage themselves. They put obstacles in their lives. They actually choose paths of performance that can hurt them. Can you? Then, yeah, I know you say, "Well, I don't do nothing to hurt myself." Yeah, if you're a procrastinator, you do. And, hey, I've been a procrastinator, too. I'm working on changing. God knows I'm working on it. And I'm not telling you that, hey, I've resolved all the issues of procrastination, but I can tell you one thing. It's in my fourth conscious now, and I'm moving forward to resolving that, and I hope that you will, too, after this show. 20 to 25% of the people surveyed identify themselves as chronic procrastinators. Wow. Wow. For them, procrastination is a lifestyle. And it is cut around the demands of their life. They don't pay their bills on time. Now, I'm not talking about people who don't have money. If you don't have your money, you don't have money in your life, then hey, you know, that's a whole nother show. But you got money and you're not paying your bills, then you're procrastinating, beloved ones. And that's the deal. They miss opportunities for doing things that they should do, like maybe going to concerts or doing anything else they want to do. They don't buy the tickets on time. They put it off to the end. They don't cash their certificate. Someone gives them a gift certificate or something. They don't cash it. Or someone gives them a check for a gift. They won't cash it. A lot of them just hold on to it, and next year you look in your drawer and say, oh, this gift I had, someone gave it to me. Beloved ones, you're procrastinating. That's what you're doing. Procrastinators wait till the last minute to file their tax returns. So, beloved ones, if you're one of the ones who's waiting till the last minute to file your tax return, you are a procrastinator, okay? It's okay to admit what you are because we're going to change it. That's all right. They leave their Christmas shopping until Christmas Eve. I'm guilty of that one. I've done that, too. I said, ooh, this is more exciting. No, it wasn't. I was just procrastinating, okay? Does this sound like some of the things some of you may do? Okay. Procrastinators tell lies to themselves, such as, I'll feel more like doing it tomorrow. That's funny, isn't it? I work better under pressure. In fact, they do not get the urge to do any more the next day, and they do not work under pressure. In addition, they protect themselves by a sense of saying, this isn't important. Isn't that something? Another big lie that procrastinators indulge in is the time pressure. They make themselves feel that they can be more creative if they wait till the last minute to do things. Unfortunately, beloved ones, they do not become out more creative just because they waited to do something. They feel that they feel that way. I'm better when my self is up against the wall. I can do it better. No, you're not doing it better. You're just allowing yourself to be up against the wall, and then you got to do it, so you force yourself to do it. You're just squandering your resources and avoiding and putting off things now. There's a big cost to procrastination, and this is one that gets real serious, beloved ones, okay? Your health. Health is one of the single biggest problems with procrastinating, especially for college level people. They procrastinate on all kinds of things, doing their work, and it affects their immune system. They have a lot more colds and flus. They have gastrointestinal problems because their stomach and everything is always in a knot because they ain't getting done what they're supposed to do. That's why their stomach is in a knot. And they have insomnia, so maybe part of my problem. I've had insomnia, too, so I guess maybe I'm going along with procrastinators. So I'm working on changing, too, okay? In addition to that, procrastinators have a high cost to their own to wellness of their selves. And the burden of responsibility and shifting the burden of responsibility to other people. If people who procrastinate can destroy the teamwork in their workplace, and also their private relationships can be dangerous too. Beloved one, if you're living in a household with someone or having a relationship with someone who is a constant procrastinator, who never do what they say they're going to do and do it very slowly, never show up on time, never don't do the things they say they're going to do and just drive you crazy, you know, that's procrastination. And you now, your procrastination is affecting your relationship. So if you want a better relationship, beloved ones, you have to do better as well. It takes two people to involve themselves in a relationship, okay? So why do you do it? You know that you shouldn't do it. But you do it anyway, so and you know you don't want to do it, but you do it. But you can get yourself to do something different because you know how to do different in a lot of cases. But sometimes some of us are just afraid of what we have to do. We're afraid of failure. We're going back to that thing called the fear of success. Don't you remember that show, beloved ones? And it all goes going back, the fear of failure. One of the biggest factors contributing to procrastination is the notion that we have to feel inspired or motivated on the task. Okay, most people feel they have to be motivated to do it, and most of you do have to be motivated to do it in a particular way. Self-doubt plays a major role in procrastination. Beloved ones, you just don't feel confident you can get the job done, or you just don't put yourself to it in a lot of cases. When you are unsure of how you're going to tackle a project or insecure about your abilities, you may find yourself putting it off working on other tasks because you're feeling uncomfortable with what you're doing. A procrastinator procrastinates because he has an addictive personality. Procrastination is nothing no more than a drug of choice. Now, okay, you procrastinated out there. Next time you talk about an alcoholic or a drug addict, just realize you got a habit too. Your habit is called addiction, called procrastination. It's nothing no more, no different. You are also using a drug. Addiction is a compulsive way of escaping the present moment, not being present in your life, not experiencing the reality of life. People procrastinate as a way of not to be present in their lives because they are addicted. They have addicted personalities, and this is a particular form of addiction. Procrastination is a form of addiction of escapism. You are trying to escape from reality. Isn't that what we say drug users do and alcohol do? They're trying to escape. Well, guess what, beloved ones? You are trying to escape too. Okay, so it must be dealt with directly, or there will be no recovery. At the end of the day, if you don't deal with your procrastination, you will not recover from it. If you have a drug, you have an addiction, beloved one, and it's okay to admit that you do, because we're about having solutions to change the situation. If you're not aware of what it is, then you know. A lot of you never even realized that procrastination was an addiction. You're trying to escape from reality on certain things. You don't want to deal with it. See, procrastination is simply the fear of success, and a lot of times self-discipline. A lot of people I know that will not do what they need to do. They got low self-discipline. They know they should do it. They won't get up and do it, and they use all kinds of excuses. You know, beloved ones, I know a beloved being that is an excellent writer. This beloved being probably could be another Toni Morrison in the writing skills. And they got a book in their head, and they know they need to write a book. Matter of fact, they came here as a writer. That's what their deal is. But for some reason, they will not step up and do this because there's some blockage inside of them, and they know they can do it, but they won't do it. And hopefully at some point that this beloved one is listening to the show and heard me and will be inspired enough to get up and do what the Creator has given her talent to do. I mean, when you got that kind of writing skill to be able to do something like that, then you should move forward. God gave you that as a gift to give to the world. It was not a gift to give to you to keep to yourself selfishly, but to give to the world. Okay? It's very important that you do that. See, if you're not sure what the fear of success looks like or what it feels like, then unfortunately, you got to go back to my show where I did a show on conquering your fears, and you will understand what the fear of success looks like and what the fear of failure looks like and all those kind of things. I believe in not only telling you about a problem, beloved ones, but I also want to give you a solution to the problems. The lack of discipline and overcoming the fear of success is just part of the process. I want to talk to you a little bit now more about specific things you can do to overcome your procrastination. Okay, now, if someone has some questions out there, I don't know how much time we got to roll because I got a lot, but this is a two-way show, so I would definitely take your call. The number here is 347-843-4150, 347-843-4150, and you just press number 1. I'll see you raising your hand, and a little question mark comment, and we will tap in. Okay, but let's move on so we can try to move on. So if you want to call, you're more than welcome to do that. Okay, number 1, overcoming procrastination. Focus on starting rather than finishing. You hear what I said, beloved one? Focus on starting it rather than finishing it. finish it. When you focus on finishing something, you direct your attention to the finish, focus into the future. You're looking into the future when you want to see the whole thing done before you even start. Visualizing a finished product is a motivator for some people. Some people can use their technology and use it and see the project, and they can see the end of things, and they'll move forward to do that, okay? But some of people have a hard time starting a task, so visualizing is a hard grasp for them to see into the future. It's overwhelming to them. They become depressed. They don't even get started because they see it as such a monumental challenge in their lives that they won't even move forward. Solution in this case is not to focus on finishing it, but start from the minute that you're able to, just to make the first step. Beloved one, is about making the first step to move forward. That's why many times I tell you about my little story with the fire walk and the whole deal and walking on fire and that whole thing. I tell you that shit because, you know, that's about taking the first step. You know, you got to take that first step. So you got a project you got to do. Take the first step. Do it a little bit at a time, okay? Forget about the finish line for a minute, okay? Just concentrate on taking the first step. Bringing your focus from the future to doing it right now, okay? Just think about doing it right now. We all know that we need to start, and we know that if we start something in due time, if we eventually start it, more than likely we'll finish it. But we have to start it in order to get it finished, beloved ones. Besides, it's a momentum kind of thing when you start something. It's like, you know, it's a ball rolling. You have to once you get it rolling, then you'll get more inspired. Every day, if you got a project and you see yourself making progress on that project, you'll get inspired the next day or the next day to do more. I know many of you have heard the statement, "How do you eat an elephant?" Just literally saying, but you eat an elephant by one step at a time. You take one bite at a time. Don't try to diagnose the whole thing, okay? Do it one step at a time, okay? Number two, break a long project down into short terms. Dwelling on the size and the difficulty of the looming task will overwhelm you, beloved ones. It will. And this promotes procrastination because you're overwhelmed before you start it. Undertake it no matter how daunting or it is. You got to break it down into small steps. This is the trick. That each step along the way that you focus on, just that step. Focus on what you're doing right now. Don't even worry about the finish. If you're writing a book, write one page. If you're sewing a dress, just sew one part of the dress. Put a sleeve on. If you're doing something else that needs to be done, if you're painting, you need to paint your whole house, paint one room. Just do a little bit at a time. Ignore the big picture, beloved ones, because that will cause you to become overwhelmed. You just have to tackle the small task. Make sure you easily visualize the outcome of the small task. You know, don't worry about, like I said, if you're writing a book, don't worry about writing the whole book tonight. Just work on writing a page. Work on writing the foreword of the book. But some of you, if you're authors, you're already worrying about what the publisher is going to be. Who will use it as the publisher? How many books are you going to sell? Where can you put your books on the shelf at? That's not the key. The key is to be able to write the first page. The book ain't going on no shelf nowhere if you don't write the first page, okay? So you have to write the first page. Even doing that is intimidating. At least work on taking a specific time to do it. You know, at least tell yourself, well, tomorrow at 3 o'clock, I'll sit down and make a step, okay? And tomorrow at 3 o'clock, sit down and make a step, put a pen in your hand, and just see what happens, okay? Number three, don't put pressure on yourself, okay? Don't put pressure on yourself, beloved one. These projects... do not have to impress everyone. And I have to tell you this, beloved one, because so many people get blown away because of opportunity. They feel that what they do and hope that that everyone will be so impressed about the finished progress that they get so much anxiety and so much fear of doing it that they don't do nothing because they're worrying about what someone else going to say about the project once it becomes complete. okay? Don't worry about that. Don't worry about what someone else is going to think about you completing your project. You do it and the way that you see fit, okay? Perfectionism fuels procrastination. When you got to be so right, now, so I know some people that have got to have everything in line before they start anything. And you know what? Most of those folks that I know, they have to have everything in line to start what they do, never started. Never started. They never start a business. They never start any project because everything got to be in perfect alignment. It doesn't work that way, beloved one. There's a thing called universal support and support a nation that will support you if you get started. Once you start making the steps, you heard that saying, if you make one step, God will make two? It's true. So he's waiting for you to make your step. When you make your step, God will be there to support you to make the other steps too. So overcome that block of and give yourself permission to be a human, okay? Give yourself permission to not be perfect, to make a small mistake. Give yourself the mission to say that, okay, I'm going to start and it doesn't have to be perfect. See, if you are a serious perfectionist, you need to go further to the point of even saying, well, hey, you know what? If it's kind of sloppy and it's not okay, it's all right. It's going to work out, okay? You got to do that. I can speak for my own self, beloved ones. I'm the first person to tell you I'm probably a horrible writer. You know, and I'm not good at it, and maybe me saying it makes it even worse, but I'm just dealing with the reality of it. But that does not stop me from doing what I need to do. I know the project still has to be done. I know I still have to write these scripts here, so I have to start and realize, hey, I get somebody helping me out to edit and do something, but I know that I have to start it. I have to do it. And you too, beloved ones, if you want something done, you got to move forward. Don't worry about it being perfect. If it's not perfect, it's okay. It's okay, but the key is to move forward and get something done. Move towards your perfection, okay? And understand that each step, taking one step at a time and moving forward, and if it ain't perfect, you can change it, you can get help, you can do it. I'm telling you, I'm always calling upon my friends or someone to say, hey, can you help me edit this paper? Can you help me? Can you help me? Can you help me? I ain't got no problem with it, you know, because I find out people you ask for help, if they friends and associates, they don't mind helping you. So, hey, start the project. Do the project, okay? Stop thinking about the way that it should be, okay? It should be this way invokes blame and guilt. Because you already said it should be this way. So you begin to blame and feel guilt about it. When you say something should be done this way and this way or that way instead of actually the way you're doing it, focus on comparing the idea of your current situation. Focus only on the current action of what you're doing right now. You focus in on what it should be, and it's increasing your thoughts about failing about it because you already are there being thinking about how somebody else is going to feel about the progress you made on something or something that you're doing. But you have to let that go, beloved one. You can't. And see, when you begin to feel about it should be this way, like I said, you develop depressions and regret. The solution is not to focus on how you feel now, but how good you will feel once you finish. I'm telling you, beloved one, I don't know how you feel, but I know that myself, when I start doing something, because sometimes it takes me time to sit down and start writing my scripts for the show or doing other things that I need to do. And once I'm like into about an hour of it or doing it, I begin to see progress. And I'm writing two or three pages. I begin to feel good about what I'm doing and how it's flowing. I'm really, really beginning to understand that and really beginning to know what I'm doing. It makes you feel good. So it's about feeling good when you're taking the action, beloved one. See, if I never took the action, I would never know how I felt because I would be so discouraged that I would never do that, okay? So take action, okay? Number five, make it fun. Make it fun. People think, well, you know what? I got to do this work all weekend. I'm going to be isolated. When you begin to feel isolation or overwhelmed by something, you're going to feel resentment for it. And you begin to generate a real strong resistance toward the plan because you're feeling it's going to cause you some discomfort. So you never get started because you feel uncomfortable from the start, okay? So the key is to reward yourself at a certain point when you get something done. Hey, if you're writing something, you're making something, say, you know, when I get to a certain point, I'm going to go have a treat. I'm going to go do something. I'm going to go and treat myself something. Put some rewards in there because, you know, the human nature lacks rewards, and we lack treats. You know, whatever it is that turns you on, you know what I mean? A good food, you know, if you did so well, go to a good show, do something, go for a ride, go for a walk, do something in the park, enjoy yourself, read a good book, because you're rewarding yourself. And then when you come back to that project, you'll feel much better about starting and continuously. Put in rewards as you go. Just think about it. Okay, when I get to this point, then I can do this and I can do this. Never put yourself in a situation that you feel that you're going to be depressed or overwhelmed because you have something you have to do. This reward thing is very, very important, beloved one, because that is what inspires you to move forward to do, to take the next step. Okay? That's inspiring. So I told you the five steps here to really becoming, to really pinpointing in on these ways of overcoming procrastination. And it is an addiction, but you can overcome it. You can overcome it, beloved ones, okay? So I want you, each one of you this week, to start a project that you have been thinking about starting. And, you know, take the techniques I told you. Do a little bit of it. Just start doing a little bit of it. Just bet off a little bit at a time, okay, and work toward getting the project fun. And as you move through the project and you'll begin to feel good about your progress and you're saying, wow, I put this off all this time and I know I could do it, but I wouldn't do it because I was afraid of something not being able to do it. You can do it, beloved ones. Each one of you has a creative intelligence of the creative God that flows in you, so you are intelligent beyond your imaginations. You know what? There's a God inside of you that is so infinitely in charge, and so that can inspire you to such a height to accomplish things that you have no idea that you can do, nothing that you can even come to even think about doing. Do you think that at some point I had no idea that I could even get on the radio and talk to thousands of people? But the God in me say, hey, you can do it, get up and go do it. And so there's a God in you that's inspiring you. If you're inspired enough to do something, God's going to give you the energy to complete it. Okay, so realize that, beloved one. Okay, now I want to talk to you about something that really, the real reason why I did this subject, okay? The real reason why I did this subject on procrastination, because this is really clear to my heart, okay? A lot of you are procrastinating your relationship with God, and that's the problem, and that's the problem. Now, and that's a real serious issue that I want to talk to you about. Beloved ones, you do not have the luxury to putting God off. I know. Some days, some of you feel connected, and some days you don't. But being connected to God is a 24/7 thing. You have to always stay connected to God. You have to stay committed and connected to God 24 hours, even in your sleep. You should, there should be thoughts of God going on. And at any point in your life you're feeling disconnected with God, you are procrastinating. If you're putting God off, you are procrastinating, beloved ones. And you cannot have that. You cannot do that. That cannot be part of your being under any certain circumstance. Not at all, beloved ones. Whatever you do, you must allow your full attention and awareness to be on God all the time. Because when your awareness is off of God, you are putting yourself in danger, beloved one. Because if you're not focusing on God, then you're focusing on some other things that can come in your life that can cause you a whole lot of problems, okay? So you want to make sure that you stay focused on God all the time, okay? You want to keep your energy on God. You want to keep all that you have. You cannot afford to put God off till tomorrow, okay? God is the source. God is the source of all your good. If your mind is on God, you will become more proactive. You hear what I'm saying? If you allow your mind to stay active on God, you will become more proactive. God will give you the energy. He will give you the mental intelligence to accomplish anything you desire, beloved ones. There is a super intelligent being inside of your being that will allow you to do anything that you set your mind to. God will open it up and allow it to be. If you're not feeling motivated to do what you know you should do, then you are not feeling connected to your source. Because when you're connected to your source will give you energy to be able to connect. So never, never put God off until tomorrow, beloved one. That's a danger. And when you leave yourself open dangerously like that, you're allowing all kind of low energy to come into your being, okay? Low energy coming, low energy beings, low energy stuff just come to you because you are no longer focusing on God, and you must do that. This is because, you know, and a lot of times that happens because you are focusing on worldly things. You focus on worldly things that are bringing you temporary happiness. You see, beloved ones, when you get your mind distracted with worldly things and things that take you away from the thought of God, then you are opening yourself up for all kinds of situations. So by all means, God should be your thought all the time. As much as you are consciously able to focus in on God, you should allow it to flow. If you find yourself going away, bring yourself back and see God as whatever you see God as and feel God as. Try to feel that as much as you humanly possible, okay? Because it's going to make a major difference in your life, okay? It's going to make a major difference in your life. Now, let's just take, because I always like to sort of back things up with Scripture. And so let's just talk about what the Bible says about procrastination, because it does. You know, that book has a lot of knowledge in it, a lot of things into it, okay? The Bible is not the only special book of knowledge that I use, but I like using it because there's a lot of things that's there that most people are not even aware of there. So it even talks about procrastination. Proverbs 5:23 say, "He died for the lack of discipline and because of his great folly." I'm going to read that again. "He died for lack of discipline and because of his great folly." Person did not have enough discipline in their life and they didn't do the things they needed to do, and they spent too much of their energy doing things that were of a human nature that was not for their highest good. And so they procrastinated, beloved ones. They put it off. They didn't have enough discipline to do what they needed to do in order to be what they wanted to be. Okay. Psalms 119:6:60. "I haste and do not delay to keep your commandments." I haste and do not delay to keep your commandments. You put off the commandments and the laws of God, you are procrastinating, beloved ones. Okay? They are there for you to be able to honor and to obey. So when you put them off, you're procrastinating. And that's just the fact of what it is. That's just the way it is. You're procrastinating. Okay. Proverbs 3:28. "Do not say to your neighbor, 'Go and come again tomorrow. I will give it to you when you have it with you.'" Other words, beloved ones, let me just read that up to you again. "Do not say to your neighbor, 'Go and come tomorrow. I will give it to you when you have it with you.'" If you have something that one of your neighbors need and you know it can change, it can happen, you can spare it, and you have the ability to do it, don't have them to have to come back tomorrow. Do it now. Do it now while you have the ability to do it. Okay? Don't put it off. You're procrastinating. Why? You already know you got the ability to do it and you can do it today. So why would you tell them to come back tomorrow? Why? Because you are a procrastinator, and that's another sign of procrastination. Okay? Proverbs 13:4. "The soul of the sluggard," which is lazy, person not doing what they do, procrastinator, "craves and get nothing, while the soul of the diligent is richly supplied." So, beloved one, if you're lazy, procrastinator, and you're not doing what you're supposed to do, don't expect to have the good life and the things that show up in your life that you want and desire and say that you want, okay? You need to have a mind of diligence, and you will be richly supplied. So, God, stand up for the ones who are moving forward, who are thinking and moving toward that direction. Okay, beloved ones. Well, you see, beloved ones, this thing called the habit of procrastination is really a real challenge in many of our lives. But the beautiful thing about it is that we now have the capability and the knowledge of how to change it. And many times you hear me say, knowledge is only potential. And this is so true. I used to work for a radio station, and it said, knowledge is power. And I had to go to my managers one day and say, you know what? That's a good slogan, but it is not the truth. Knowledge is only potential power until people know how to put the knowledge into the work. So now that I have given you this information, I've told you what you need to do, and Spirit has allowed it. I didn't give you the information, beloved ones. Don't take it wrong. I ain't talking about the personality of Minister James Brown. I'm talking about the Spirit that flows through me. I have allowed give you information about how to overcome your procrastination, what you can do to change your mindset, okay? So I want you to now begin to take advantage of this information, this knowledge, and use it to your highest good, okay? I want you to really begin to tap into this information that I'm providing from you. And if you have not been following the services that I have been done, because every show for the last 3 months, I have probably made them consistent to the next show. So, and thank God that a lot of these shows are now archived. To the best of my knowledge, I think they archive about 6 shows at a time. Go back and see how each one leads into another one, okay? So that is the process. That's the way Spirit has told me to come and present this information to you so that it will help you to raise the standards of your life and the standards of your living. Beloved one, this information is being given to you because Spirit wants to see you change your life. The Spirit wants to see you living in the opulence of God. They want to see you being well, happy, prosperous lives, prosperous relationships. They want to see you being able to have the financial resources. Not only can you help yourself, but you can help and share and help lift the beings, other beings, out of discomfort. I told you earlier about the statistics about poverty in this country, and about 1 out of 5 people being able to feed themselves fully. You do not want to be one of those beings, beloved one, but you want to be in a position where you can help one of those beings. And you cannot help anybody if you cannot help yourself. Okay, beloved one, so this is very, very important. So now, like I said, over the last few weeks, I've been talking to you about how to spiritually connect and how to raise your standard of living. Now, the holistic ministry is a body, mind, and soul ministry. That means that we encompass all of those things. We believe in the mind, spirit, and the body. Now, in the next, as the show is going on, you're going to see me shifting a little bit. I'm going to start shifting toward you understanding how to take care of your physical temple. Because this is so important as well, beloved one, because the Spirit of a living God lives inside of your being. And if you ain't taking care of yourself, do you think a spirit want to live in a deliberate, a run-down body that's not well taken care of? No. Okay, so you are prematurely causing a situation to yourself and prematurely causing the spirit to want to get up and leave because you don't take care of your physical bodies. So we want to focus now on getting you to be able to take care of your physical body, because once you can take care of your physical body, it will enhance your spiritual lives. Once you're feeling good, you're going to feel good about spirit. And once your mind becomes clear, you'll be able to then be able to allow your thoughts to become clear. You allow yourself to be able to tap into that God source that is within you because you're feeling good and your mind is becoming clear. Your mind now, a lot of our minds are clogged up because we have so much chemicals and toxic inside of our brain cells that are just not allowing the thoughts to come through. And we're not operating at our highest level. We are operating almost in a fog. From a mental standpoint, because the body being full with toxins. See, what's going? Your stomach is the pit of your body, and if your stomach is operating with full of chemicals and toxins, it's going to affect your brains, beloved ones. So we're now going to sort of focus on getting your health to the level of your spirituality. That's what I've been hammering to you about your spirit, about your mind. But now Spirit is telling me, okay, it's time to work on getting people physically to be prepared to be able to move forward to that level where they can rise themselves by doing certain things to enhance their physical body. Because that is the temple of God, beloved one. Your body is very, 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 very important, and you need to take care of it. Okay? So that's the shift, and that's the way that the show is going to be shifting slightly. Now, I'm not getting away from my spiritual stuff, okay, because I got some hot and heavy spiritual stuff coming for you later on down the road. But right now, Spirit is guiding me and telling me to shift more and focusing on getting people to stand up and begin to take care of their physical being so they can operate at a higher level. Okay. Now, last week and week before last, I told many of you about a special workshop that I was having, okay? And actually, I pushed the workshop back another week because I wanted to give opportunity for more people to get involved. This is a free workshop, beloved one. It's important. I just told you about the level of poverty. I told you people not feeding themselves. So you need to be able to come in and learn how to tap into the law of prosperity. You need to learn how to tap into how you can change your life so you can have the financial resources to have to do what you want to do, not only to help you, but to be able to help others. See, because that's going to make the difference. You cannot build the kingdom of God on just words. You need to have the financial assets as well to be able to do that, to be aware. So, beloved ones, I need you to understand, and I want to be able to allow Spirit to work through me to be able to teach you how to tap into your opulence. That's your birthright, beloved ones. I'm not telling you to do something that's foreign or that's obsolete. I'm telling you to learn how to tap into that which is part of you. And unfortunately, you forgot about it. You forgot that you had the ability to do that. But you do, beloved ones. And I want to be able to teach you that. I want Spirit to be able to come and teach you that. So all you have to do for that, beloved ones, is go to my website, www.theholisticministry.com. Scroll to the bottom of the page and send me an email. Give me a description. Leave me your email. Of course, you're going to leave me email address and tell me a little bit why you want to take the workshop and maybe share one of your goals or something with me so I can get to know you a little bit better, because I want to maybe tap into you sort of on a personal level so I can help you, encourage you to get forth and move forward to be able to do what you need to do. And this show is no fee, but you will have the option to make a love donation, okay? If you're getting fed for something, you should be willing to give something back in return. But if you don't have it or you don't want to do it, it's okay. Spirit's going to take care of it, so don't worry about it, okay? But I must tell you, if you continue to do things the way you've been doing them and expecting things to be different, then, you know, that's being unbalanced, because that's not how Spirit works. So you have to learn also that God expects for you to be able to give, spare, and to share, and more will come into your life, beloved ones. God is waiting for you. And if you feel in disconnect, be reassured that it is not God who have disconnected. It's you. And God is waiting for you to come back into the fold. He wants you back. You have the ability to be back. So we want you to just to walk in and understand and become more in tune to yourself and more in tune to your spirit self. And that's the purpose of these shows. I consider myself as a way shore, just to help you to get back to your path. Okay? So we're going to get ready to close the show off. Another great show, and I'm so grateful and thankful for you for coming. And I want to close out with a prayer, because we know that's important, and we too. And also, while you're on the site, if you feel inspired and motivated to want to make a love offering, we are accepting for that. These shows do cost, and I do pay for them. So I will accept any love donation that you would like to give. So, Mother, Father, God, we give you thanks for this day that you have allowed us to have another day, another wonderful opportunity of Spirit flowing through and Spirit going out into the audience and doing and giving and providing information and wisdom and knowledge for all those who have ears to hear. They will be able to take this information and use it to enhance their lives. Beloved Mother, Father, God, I pray that each one of these beings will become doers of the words, not just listeners of the words, that they will take this information and apply it to their lives as they have the ability to do, that you will give them the wisdom and knowledge to be able to
walk in the Word and not be able to just talk about the Word, but walk in the Word, to be able to do what they need to do to raise themselves to that higher octane, and to be able to lift themselves above their circumstances of the day. Give them the ability to not to focus so much on their life as it is, but to make a step, and not focus so much on the future as they want it to be, but to make a step now, to give them the enough courage to take a step. One step to change their lives, dear Lord. Give them the understanding that if they take one step, that you will take two, and that all they have to do is move forward in the Word, and you will begin to support them in everything they do. Let them know that they have the support of you, beloved Mother, Father, and all they have to do is move forward. We know, and we are so blessed for those higher beings that have come and helped us out today, and we ask that each one of you have your own spiritual guides that's with you, and call upon them. They are ready to come and assist you at all times, beloved ones, but they will not come without your okay to come. So just say, beloved higher beings that are in charge of my life stream, come in and guide me and show me and take me to a higher uplink, and they will be there. They will give you the wisdom. They will give you an idea to go do something, to try something, to go somewhere, and they will be guided, and they will be there to support you, beloved one. And you need to learn how to trust on that God force inside of you. Walk by faith and not by sight, beloved one, knowing that God will be with you in all circumstances, in all situations, that you have to be, and you have the powerful God to flow into your life and to give you everything that you need as a spiritual being here, having a human experience, to be able to raise your life to a higher octane and be able to move forward in everything you do. So, beloved Mother, Father, God, we want to thank you again, and that we are so, so grateful that you have given us another opportunity to be able to be here today. So we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, and we are so grateful. We are so grateful for all that you allow us to be. Until we meet next week, peace and love. Thank you, beloved Mother, Father, God. Amen.
Beloved ones, this program was pre-recorded. Thank you. We'll be back live next week.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.